Tim Nyberg is on the phone. He is one of the duct tape guys.
You don't need the book. You got me.
That's right. Hey,
yeah,
how you
it's
doing?
Hard to see a
hey,
picture.
I'm doing well. Yeah, the other duct tape guy is Jim. Usually it's Jim and Tim, the duct tape guys, but today it's just and Tim.
We're sans the other one.
I believe he's putting the wraps on our last, the next in our book series. We got our sixth book is coming out,
wow.
Believe it or not. The original duct tape Halloween book will be out this fall. And we got a photo shoot coming up here, so he's making some of the costumes.
I see.
Didn't I see you on The View or some woman show about six months ago?
I don't know.
I think I did, because I remember everybody was talking about you don't even need to get a bikini wax. All you need is the duct tape from this point on.
Bikini wax or on a roll.
We had a lot of women
send us, we get a lot of emails, people telling us their uses for duct tape at ducttapeguys.com. And a lot of women say they use it on their upper lip. I don't know. I suppose if it works for them.
Hey.
I actually tried it on my leg once just to see if it would actually work, and it hurt. That's part of it working, I suppose. I'd probably go with the shaver.
But it does work, though.
Wax. Yeah, you can't burn yourself on it like the hot wax. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. I saw you guys on the World News Now overnight. You were talking to somebody there a few weeks ago.
Oh, when the Department of Homeland Security told everybody to stock up on
exactly.
Duct tape
that's
and plastic sheeting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That gave a big boom to the duct tape industry, I tell you.
There wasn't a shortage, was there?
Actually, there was. A lot of stores sold out, totally.
Man.
So it created a run on it, which, is a good deal for us, because now people have to buy the books to figure out what to do with all this duct tape that's stockpiled.
Tim, I actually used some duct tape the other day that did not work for me in my particular circumstance.
What, are you doing on a wet stuff or something?
Well, but I thought I was being smart. It's wet, underneath it. But what I did was I wrapped a piece of plastic really tight around this one particular hose. I have to have this hose working. And I wrapped a piece of plastic real tight around that, thinking, because it was just a small, maybe quarter-inch slit in the hose. So I wrapped plastic around that, and then I wrapped the duct tape around that, thinking I'm going to seal that sucker off, and the duct tape's going to hold it. Didn't work.
Well, actually, you got to dry the hose off the best you can, and then just put duct tape right on it, because the rubbery stuff on the duct tape, it's a rubber-based adhesive.
Uh-huh.
That'll actually eventually meld with the hose. And the two shall become as one, and your hose won't leak.
All right.
You may now kiss the hose.
The job.
You guys have a great website. I've got it already linked up at DaveAndJerry.com.
Oh,
it's
good.
Just the ducttapeguys.com, right?
Yeah, everything you ever wanted to know about duct tape.
But I love the refrigerator. Man, the refrigerator's got magnets all over it, and you just click on any of the magnets, and you go to the different areas.
Yeah, isn't that clever?
That is very, very cool. And it's got,
Tim,
of course...
You do understand that if you put too many magnets on your refrigerator, it'll fall through the floor.
It probably will, it will turn to the north or something.
but it will fall through the floor.
It'll turn to the north.
Depending on how good your flooring is.
Well, what you want to do is put a big metal sheet up on your ceiling. And that way, that'll just kind of keep pulling it up.
Ooh, good idea. Yeah, yeah. Duct tape that thing up there.
The floor. Yeah.